Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Bochy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Blackwell reaches third base with a triple. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Sanderson reaches second base with a double. Blackwell scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Sanderson moves to third. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Bakke and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sanderson scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster throws the ball into Baylor, who tags Wallach, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sanderson strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Bakke and he is safe. Raines steals second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sanderson, and towards Spear, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Dawson reaches third base with a triple. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 5 to nothing, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 0 for 1 in the game. Bakke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Rajcik pinch hits for Craig Swan. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gardenhire. Blackwell moves to second. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sanderson bunts towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. Blackwell moves to third. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Foster reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 0-for-2 in the game. Bakke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. It's 5-1, Expos. Rusty Tillman pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Giles now playing second base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Terry Leach now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blackwell strikes out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Howard pinch runs for Bob Baylor. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.